RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, hello, and indeed hello. Welcome back to Song 2, the podcast where we make the case that track 2 is quietly the most important tune on any album. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're talking about Aretha Franklin with the infamous I Say a Little Prayer. Aretha released Aretha Now in 1968, right in the middle of her Atlantic Records run, when everything she released felt purposeful and fully formed. By this point, her voice carried real weight in popular music, and people were really paying attention. So when Aretha Now came out, placing Say a Little Prayer as number two was no accident. What's interesting, though, is that the song didn't begin with Aretha. It was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and first recorded by Dionne Warwick a year earlier. The writers said it was inspired by the atmosphere of the Vietnam War, especially the everyday fear of partners being sent overseas and not coming back. Heavy stuff for the upbeat version we know and love today. Now, Warwick's version is elegant and carefully structured, very much in line with Bacharach's style, whereas Aretha's version goes a totally different direction. Her recording came together almost accidentally, though. The band reportedly started playing it during a session as a warm-up. Aretha hopped in, and bam! The lyrics were still about devotion and uncertainty, of course, but Aretha reframed it, making it less anxious and more powerful. That's partly why it's such a dancey tune, and why you'd have no clue where the lyrics come from. Musically, the song swings more than the original. The piano skips along, and most importantly, the call and response backing vocals make it so perfect to sing along to, just the way it was intended. Placement-wise, it also works perfectly. The album opens with Think, which is bold and commanding, but track 2 gives us the sense of range we look for from Aretha. Critics noticed this at the time too, with Aretha's version charting higher than the original and since becoming the one people remember. When the song comes on, it's her voice people expect to hear, which says a lot about the impact of her interpretation. Except for the certain more cultured ones among us. Because, of course, my personal connection to the song is the brilliant Rupert Everett singing it in My Best Friend's Wedding, a show-stopping performance which really makes the whole film. But I'm getting away from myself. And so am I, because that part was not mine, that's Florence's. On top of that, it does keep appearing in films, adverts, and weddings, of course, and never sounds dated. So yes, I Say a Little Prayer fully earns its place in the Song 2 conversation. It takes an existing song and reshapes it through performance, setting the emotional tone for the album, and reminding you exactly why Aretha Franklin's recordings still matter. That's all for this week. Subscribe if you want more, leave a rating if you have the time, and I'll catch you next episode. I've been your host, Stephen Stepslow. Thanks for listening. This episode was researched and written by Florence Keogh, hence the Rupert Everett bit. I'm Stephen Stepslow. I produced and voiced this thing. Cheers. Oh, yeah.